2C Culture Corner. Exercise 4, page 32. The Swamp People of Louisiana. Deep down south in the state of Louisiana, USA, stretches the muddy Atchafalaya Swamp. For many, it is a difficult place to live. The air is thick with moisture, making you sweat constantly, and you are surrounded by snakes, frogs, turtles, and wild alligators, all 1.5 million of them. However, the swamp people have lived a laid-back life along the river here for more than 300 years. They are Cajuns, descendants of French refugees who moved here from Canada in the 18th century. In their stilt houses above the marshes, they grow their own vegetables, such as okra and black-eyed peas. But amazingly, their diet also includes alligators, frogs, and turtles. It's a slow pace of life, except during the alligator hunting season. The 30-day alligator hunt takes place in September. Traveling the waterways in their boats, hunters try to spot alligators under the water. They then throw out lines with rotten meat hooked onto them to attract the reptiles. When they've caught a gator, the hunters pull it in by hand. They have to be very careful and predict alligator movements. They can easily do a death roll in the water when they spin wildly. Despite the danger, the Cajuns catch over 30,000 wild alligators during this season. One alligator hunter, Troy Landry, known as King of the Swamp, once caught 82 alligators in one day. However, he has enormous respect for the reptiles. In fact, the swamp people worked with authorities to protect alligators after they almost became extinct in the 1920s, when their skins were fashionable. Now, too many alligators upset the balance of the ecosystem. So, authorities let hunters catch some alligators each season. They give each hunter tags, restricting the number of alligators they can hunt in order to sell their meat and skins. The community is facing some problems, however. Prices for skins are always changing, which means the hunters have to look for other work, such as catching shrimp and giving alligator tours.